He probably played in one of the concerts where Eric's work was performed. Perhaps he was concert master at one of the symphony played something.
And he did take this work on tour, didn't he?
He did take it on tour, yeah. Played it in New York and on tour.
Mm-hmm.
And played it here also several times and on the radio and performed it many times.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got this commission to record it, and Eric chose that sonata to be recorded.
Mm-hmm. And this was the same company that had already recorded the Kinderlieder and the pieces for Barbara. Well, this is work that follows and perhaps refines the directions taken in the Sonata Barocca. One sees again a large composite first movement where you have two basic tempos and alternate a religious or religioso slow movement, but a rather unusual finale, and this is one that perhaps best illustrates Eric's Slavonic bent at times, don't you think?
Oh yeah, certainly. He had this kind of Slavic influence in his music, and it comes out very strongly from time to time.
It has tremendous energy.
It was already in the first trio, which got lost, but the end movement was similar, like a variation type thing that was definitely very Slavonic.
Mm-hmm. One of the most frustrating things in the world is to try and describe exactly what makes a composer's style what it is. And very often, composers in the 20th century have been trying to assist us or perhaps confuse us by writing or speaking copiously about their approach to composition and what they take to be their style. Eric doesn't say much about his writing. Did he ever think about writing or codifying his thoughts about composition or describing his style?
No, he very, very often spoke about writing about the harmony, you know, and his approach to harmony, and he wanted to do a book about this, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
But about composition, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
He believed in composing rather than writing about it.
The thing that prompted me to ask this question was a one-liner that I found in a review, and apparently Eric said this, but you've mentioned to me that sometimes he said these things more for publication than because he really meant them. But he's talking about his music composed in the United States, and he speaks of, quote, classic music in a romantic religious vein, unquote. And I just wondered, can one attach real significance to a statement like that, or was this something for the press, or what?
I really don't remember it. I mean, it was, so to say, hindsight. He was characterizing what his music sounded like.
Uh-huh.
I mean, perhaps he was asked, what does your music sound like? He would answer in this way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't that he was sitting down with the intention of writing this kind of music. This way.
Well, in the year 1950, we see the prayer for the United Nations published, and we see the Viola Sonata, the third in this series of chamber works, of large size and of absolute instrumental forms. This was dedicated to Norman Wright, of whom we've spoken a great deal, and I take it he too is still active in Zeisel's...
He's in Santa Barbara, and I think he's by now retired.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as he was active and was the organist and the chorus director of the First Methodist Church, he would almost every year make a festival of Eric's music.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a very, very devoted friend of Eric's and his music.
Mm-hmm. And this piece was recorded on the reverse side of the Brandeis Sonata by Sven Reyer and Ida Schlatter. How did you get in touch with Sven Reyer, who of course is still active at UCLA?
Again, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. These musicians were, at the time, playing in concerts, and we got to know them.
I see.
And they would come to the house and play, and become acquainted with Eric's music, and mm-hmm. he had some kind of a name already, quite yes. there, you know, and was very often played.